From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
This is Alan Cairns with you once again to thank you for joining us for Let the Bible Speak. It is good to have you listening in as we continue to think on Luke chapter 1 verse 45 and the blessings of believing God, using the faith of Mary after Gabriel the angel had promised her that she would become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ by a virgin birth. We're using her faith as she responded to that promise as the basis of our studies this week. The blessings of believing God. And as we look at that, having seen something of the object of Mary's faith and the ground of her faith, we'll be looking at the nature of her faith in today's broadcast. That's all ahead of us, but first we turn for our daily devotional Bible study to the book of 1 John, chapter 1 and verse 4. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. When the Apostle John penned these precious words, the Son of Man was no longer seen, heard, or handled as he had been in the days of his earthly ministry. Nevertheless, the beloved disciples of Christ had not lost fellowship with their resurrected and exalted Savior. Nor were the believers' relationship and communion with the Lord less near and less real than when John had rested his head upon the Master's bosom, or when he walked and talked with him along the paths of Galilee. Our Savior's just as sweet and dear to his people today as he was before his ascension. John speaks in the present tense and says, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are told that the close fellowship and intimate communion the Apostle experienced with our Lord in the days of his earthly ministry can be ours through the Holy Spirit. We know that this is true because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Therefore, Christ was just as real and dear to John the Apostle in spirit after his resurrection as he was in the days of his flesh. From this relationship with Christ, the Apostle found joy and strength to endure hardships and remain steadfast unto the end. So today let's think about our relationship with God. The Lord's very near to his people. The Lord desires to be loved, to be worshipped for who he is and what he's done for us. Let us live in the reality that Christianity is a very personal fellowship with the man at God's right hand. And our thought for the day comes from the Puritan Richard Sibbes. He said, my God and I are good company.
Christ, from him descending,
last couple of weeks here in Let the Bible Speak, we have been bringing to your attention a special offer of our 2007 Let the Bible Speak calendar. Actually, a few ministries get together and produce a calendar that I think people will like and will have the effect of bringing the ministry before the people of God so that they may pray for it. This calendar features scripture from day to day. It also is something good to put in the hands of those who are not saved because it contains a simple statement of the Lord's way of salvation. It is something that will encourage you to pray and hold this ministry before the Lord. It's also pleasing to the eye. We have some beautiful scenes from the northern part of Ireland. And as many of you will know, Let the Bible Speak is a ministry that commenced in Northern Ireland in 1973. And since then has been broadcasting the gospel to literally millions of people around the world. The Way of Life calendar is available to you free of charge. We would like to have the privilege of sending you your copy. All you've got to do is request it. You may write to us, email us, or call us toll free. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address, ltbs@freepres.org. And you may call us toll free at 1-866-877-5827. That is 1-866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you, and I'm sure that you will enjoy using our Words of Life calendar that we'll bring to you for a prayer request, week by week, day by day, the ministry of Let the Bible Speak. We return now to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The speaker is Elizabeth, soon to be the mother of John the Baptist, and she's speaking of Mary, soon to become the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ by the miracle of the virgin birth. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with the promise that she would be a mother, even though she knew not a man, her faith did not stumble at what seemed an impossibility, but taking God at his word, she simply said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And Elizabeth later then celebrates such faith by saying, "Blessed is she that believed." What is the blessing? Well, it is that God will perform entirely the things that he told her he would perform. In other words, the Messiah, the virgin-born son of Mary, the Son of God, manifested in flesh, would actually be born. Now, we've been looking at Mary's faith to consider the blessings of believing God. We looked at the object of Mary's faith, the sovereign God of heaven and earth in the Trinity of his sacred persons. Yesterday we thought of the ground of Mary's faith, that her faith took hold of the promise of God. Now today, we want to take a step further and think of the nature of Mary's faith. The nature of Mary's faith. Let's look at it, and we will find that she believed what God said to her. She trusted that promise. She placed the full weight of her dependence, her reputation, her everything upon the promise of God. So she trusted, she yielded herself to be the instrument of God's providence and the fulfillment of God's promise, and she obeyed. She lived in obedience to the one who had promised. Now take these two texts, verse 45 back with verse 38, and you'll find the nature of Mary's faith. First of all, it was a conquering faith. It overcame fear. Mary was naturally afraid when the angel appeared. And wouldn't you be too? She was afraid at what he had to say. Because to tell a young unmarried woman that she is about to give birth to a child would certainly put natural fear within her. We know that Mary was afraid. She was greatly troubled at these things. But her faith overcame her fear. And that's a principal truth in Scripture. Faith overcomes fear. It recognizes that whatever causes us to fear, the Word of God and the will of God is going to be fulfilled. Put that a different way. Anything that would cause you to fear that God's word is a lie, anything that causes you to fear that God's will not be carried through, anything that causes you to fear that God is not trustworthy or powerful enough to do what he said he'll do, is the devil's lie. Now, what's the answer to the devil's lie? Well, quite simply, it's God's truth. So however bleak the prospect to human eyes, we ought always to be able to say, "I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." It shall be, because I believe God. Now, as we think of this faith, this nature of faith, it's not only a conquering faith, it is a confiding faith. Mary entrusted herself completely and entirely and absolutely to the Lord. She entrusted herself. She entrusted her future. Remember, she was just a young woman. In the course of nature, she had many years left. She entrusted her future to the hand of God. She trusted her reputation. She trusted her very life to the Lord. When you stop to think of this, this is what faith always does. It confides in him. Fear is going to drive you away from him. Faith is going to draw you close to him. Fear calls God a liar. Faith says God is true. And it confides in him. It relies on him. It recognizes who he is. It recognizes what he is. It sees the absolute impossibility of failure in God or faithlessness in God. That's what faith does. It is a conquering faith and it is a confiding faith. Now let me put those two things together for you. Because I think undoubtedly I'll be speaking to some people who are going through times of trial and trouble. And your faith is being tested, and the devil is bombarding you with every sort of bit of unbelief, every doubt that you could possibly bring into your mind. He's bringing it there. Well, men and women, let me tell you, fear must be confronted by the Word of God. Not by how you feel, not by how things appear. Do not judge God by feeble sense, as William Cooper, the hymn writer, said. Don't judge God by feeble sense. Don't judge God by passing circumstances. Don't judge God by the mood of the moment. Judge those things by the Word of God. Get your heart and your mind set on what God has said. And men and women, I can tell you, that if you do that, that will drive out fear and enable you then to confide, to place all your trust in him. The word confide in English is a word that comes actually from the Latin word for faith. And ultimately, it is a putting of your trust and faith in the Lord here, confiding in him. This is what faith does. But it's not only a conquering faith, it's not only a confiding faith, it is a consecrating faith. You see, true faith does what Mary's faith led her to do. Mary obediently yielded herself as the Lord's willing servant. Now, as I pointed out 2 or 3 days ago, she didn't really know where that was going to lead her. She didn't know all that was going to be involved. She just knew that the Lord was calling her to be his servant. So she yielded. Whatever it costs, wherever it leads me, whatever's involved, doesn't really matter. I want to be the Lord's willing servant. Her faith was a consecrating faith. You know, the Lord never merely presents matters to our intellect for our bare assent. What he does is he accompanies his word to our minds with a challenge to our wills. God challenges our will, our affection. What does he challenge us to do? Fully to follow him. To be obedient in the steps of our life to him. This is the faith that we want. It's going to consecrate everything. Now, let me put this to you. True faith not only says what God says is true, but in addition, it produces obedience. It acts on what God says. That's consecration. It receives what God says. What God says is true. Why? Because God says it's true. That's why it's true. We're to judge that by that one simple criterion. God says it, therefore it's true. What's happening in your life may seem to contradict it. For instance, God says he loves you. Well, that's true because he says it. But you're going through a rough passage in life and you hear the hiss of the serpent in your ear and the devil says, if God loved you. And of course you begin to get embittered and you begin to get down deeper than ever into depression and defeat. And you act as if God didn't love you. What are you doing? You're judging God by passing circumstances. Whereas you're told the very opposite is what you ought to do. You see, true faith not only says what God says is true because he says it's true, it actually obeys what God says. It acts according to what God says. This is consecrating faith. Now, I want you to go back to Mary for a moment. I've named three things that will show you the nature of her faith as she believed, trusted, obeyed, and yielded. A conquering faith. You know, God has not called us to give us a spirit of bondage again to fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Am I speaking to somebody today? You're living your life under the bondage, the shadow of a deep-seated fear, a phobia. And what it really comes down to is that you're not living by the faith of the gospel. The answer to your fear is faith, knowing what God has said and taking your stand upon it. Am I speaking to someone and you're saved and you say, well, I'm not living by fear, but I haven't abandoned myself to God either. I'm afraid about the future. I'm concerned about my reputation. I wonder what would be involved if I fully followed the Lord. I have a young Christian say to me, I'm afraid to surrender my life to Christ in case he sent me to the mission field. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I said, really, would you prefer to be out of the will of God living back home than to be in the will of God living the other side of the earth? I tell you, there are many, many people, and they are afraid to follow God. They're afraid to confide. That's unbelief. But if you get your faith tuned into what God is saying and what God is promising, it'll lead to confidence where you abandon yourself to Him. And that is just another way of saying that it will consecrate you to Him. A consecrating faith is that openly yielded obedience that you render to God as a willing servant. Remember, the promises of God are not for you and me to pass judgment upon, they're for you and me to believe. So take God at His word. Take God at His word and trust Him with a faith that's conquering, confiding, and consecrating you unto the will and service of the King of Glory, to the saving of souls, to the edification of saints, to the building of the church, to the defeat of the devil, and in everything to the glory of our great triune God, Father, Son, and the eternal Holy Spirit. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.